Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some of you need a reason to watch. With the Colts facing insurmountable odds against them getting to the postseason, you need a reason to watch. I got a reason for you to watch. We'll share that in a few minutes. I've also got a reason for you to root for the Colts this weekend against the Cowboys. And his initials are J. And how much fun do we enjoy him being despondent? Quite a bit. We're going to talk about reasons that we want the Colts to win this game and not sell out for the tank job. Look, they've lost 5 of 6. You don't need to tank to lose. You don't need to try to lose to lose. They've been trying to win. Why mess with that level of lack of success? Right? Hoosiers tonight, what do the Hoosiers need to do? What does North Carolina need to be kept from doing or encouraged to do negatively in order for the Hoosiers to win this game? This is going to be a big game because North Carolina is going to get good. And when they get good, their KenPom rating is going to go up. And all of a sudden, you're going to have a team in March where if you beat them on the final day in November, you're going to look pretty good to that selection committee and you might get a really, really nice seed. Indiana football. Holy cow, who's going to play quarterback? Bad news from Indiana football again today. We skipped over the Connor Bazelak out of the transfer portal business earlier this week. Got to deal with it today because we got some more bad news for the Hoosiers. We'll talk about that later. Purdue tonight, busy at Florida State. Butler tonight, busy at Henkel Fieldhouse against K-State. And the Pacers continue this very, very long road trip out west. They take on the Sacramento Kings. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling, brought to you by the great people at BUSR.com/Kent. BUSR. You want to get into sports wagering a little bit? How about this? Your initial deposit is going to be matched by BUSR in free play at 150%, up to $2,500. Awesome. And at the end of this week, for subscribers only, so if you're not a subscriber, become a subscriber, you're going to win one of these great prizes. Here is Dante Culpepper autographed football. If you're a Vikings fan or ever cared about Dante Culpepper, this might be your lucky week. We got a mini helmet autographed by Ron Dayne that we will give away, and a Patriots signed jersey, an old school Patriots jersey signed by Andre Tippett. There you go. What do you think of that? We'll give away one of those this Friday, one next Friday, and one the following Friday. I can't wait. So much fun. It all came in a mystery box from, I won it in an auction, which is awesome. Pristine Auction. Go to pristineauctions.com. All right. Like I said, subscribe and like if you want to win prizes. Ring the bell, hit the bell icon if you want an alert every time we go live. And if you want to give a donation, make a donation. That's fine. I'll see your comment and I'll raise you a comment. We'll actually read your comment, or if you got a question, I'll answer it. How about that? What's the point of watching the Colts from this Sunday night in Dallas through the end of the season when they play the Houston Texans at Lucas Oil Stadium? I will tell you, Chris Ballard needs your help. Whether he returns or not, let's assume he's going to return. Look, and that by no means is a safe or even wise assumption. But somebody is going to need our help as the new general manager or the current general manager, more possibly, of the Indianapolis Colts. So we've got to do some evaluation. We'll talk about that. Why this Sunday night? Look, here's what we want. We always root for the Colts to win. You want the Colts to win. Sunday night football, they can do this. They could win. Look, the Cowboys are, what, two games back of the Eagles? And the Colts should have beaten the Eagles a couple of weeks ago. This is not a terrible football team. The Colts are not terrible. They are capable of playing good football, and this is the week before the bye. So this is the last football they're going to play for a couple of weeks. They can kind of lay it on the line. And in the process, they can make Jerry Jones really, really unhappy, along with all those prima donna Cowboy fans who think that the Cowboys are all that when they have won a championship in better than a quarter century. Yeah, they're just ordinary, but they have a lot of fans. So what are you going to do? You beat their ass. That's what you can do. So who should we watch for the Colts? Who should we take a look at? We know that Matt Ryan is done, right?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We don't need to evaluate Matt Ryan, but we do need to evaluate his left tackle because Bernard Raimann played really well. He played really well this past Monday night. And if he can start stringing together really good games, all of a sudden, maybe you don't have to worry about the left tackle position anymore. And you can just worry about what's important. Quarterback, wide receiver one. And I watched the video. Hey, look. Matt Ryan didn't say that about Michael Pittman. What Matt Ryan said is that he didn't come to the ball, right? He stayed back. That's what he said. He ain't going to say that on national TV about his receiver. Even if he thought it, he's not going to say that. It was an unwise throw in an unwise situation. Michael Pittman didn't make a break on the ball. You got to go meet the ball. He didn't do it. He waited on the ball, didn't see the defensive back to his right, and so you give up the pick. A lot of ado being made about nothing. We're assuming things because it's a more fun narrative. If this thing just melts, it's like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. What's more fun than watching that meltdown, right? This is real Hard Knocks, what's going on now. And the harder we can make it in our own minds, the better, right? So we believe that somehow Matt Ryan said something profane and negative about Michael Pittman Jr. instead of just, you know what, he didn't come to the ball. And he didn't. And he's got to. Here's why. For those of you who want to know, here's why Frank Reich is gone. Jeff Saturday played for the Colts during a time when the final minute and a half to 2 minutes of a game was winning time here because the Colts were better organized, always. And that was Peyton Manning's doing. And so I think Jeff Saturday just sort of thought, this is who we are, it's what we do. This is our culture. We win in the final 2 minutes of a game. So I'm not going to worry about discombobulation and chaos because they can't exist in the last 2 minutes. I've never seen it. So you get to the last 2 minutes And he's thinking timeouts in terms of stopping the clock. And they need to stop the clock. And if you're the better organized team offensively, you don't want to call timeout because you don't want the defense to be able to go get organized. And that's what Saturday was thinking. And if he had just said that, beautiful. He didn't. He said he made a mistake not calling the timeout. No, the mistake was assuming that these guys didn't have their heads up their asses in a way that was going to corrupt their ability to play well during the last 2 minutes. And that's got to get fixed. If not this week, then during the bye week. These guys come in, and I know that there are rules about how many hours you can work and blah, 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 blah. Get those guys in the building so the last 2 minutes become winning time for the Colts instead of losing time. Get organized. The more organized team in the last 2 minutes will win about 80% of the time, given equal talent. All right. What else do we want to see? I already talked about Jerry Jones. We want him to cry. If the Colts could make Jerry Jones cry at AT&T Stadium Sunday night, that would be wonderful. We'll root for that, right? Bernard Ryman, we want him to put up another nice game, and he could do it. Micah Parsons' gift is getting the edge. Bernard Ryman's gift is keeping people off the edge. What he's not too very good at yet is anchoring and keeping the bull rush from knocking him back into Matt Ryan's ankles. That's what he's not too good at, but that's not Micah Parsons' game. Micah Parsons is a speed rush guy. I think Bernard Ryman can do well against him this week. We were all bent out of shape over T.J. Watt last week. T.J. Watt didn't do squat. Now, granted, he was on the other side most of the night against Braden Smith. But those guys, as far as the tackle position went Monday night against the Steelers, the tackle position operated pretty damn well. All right. But we want to evaluate. Let's evaluate Ballard for a minute because I think it's interesting. All right. Hey, you're playing your first tryouts for basketball this Friday. Play your ass off. Play the best that you can play. Don't worry about being evaluated. Just go out and ball. Be the best you can be. If they see it, good for them. If they don't see it, it's not on you, as long as you do your best. All right. First-round picks for Chris Ballard. Malik Hooker, who we're going to see Sunday night in a Cowboys uniform. Then Quentin Nelson, right? Then you deal a first-rounder, and you get DeForest Buckner. Then you deal a first-rounder, deal out of the first round. You get 46 that year, and then you wind up with 34 the following year. So you took Michael Pittman Jr. with the 34th overall pick, which is a good pick. Good on Chris Ballard. With the 46th, he turned that into 49 and, what was it, 144, which became Ben Bandigu and Marvell Tell. That's not good. So you gave away a first-rounder, and what you really got was a second-rounder the following year. That's not too good. That you start doing the math there, you get a little bit murky, right? It's just the way it is. Carson Wentz was traded for a first-rounder this past draft, and Quiddy Pay is a first-rounder the draft before. So really, your first-rounder is a generational talent at left guard, a really, really good all-pro level defensive tackle, which is good, a defensive end who can't stay healthy. That's about it. And Michael Pittman Jr., which is not bad, but he's not a first-round level wide receiver, not even now in his third year. Not so good for Chris Ballard. I think he needs help. He needs us to watch and tell him stuff, who he should keep and who he shouldn't keep. And you might have to do it through snail mail, but you should do it. Send letters to Chris Ballard out at the Colts headquarters on West 56th Street and tell him what you think he ought to do. That'll be received well. Indiana tonight against North Carolina. Here's what Indiana needs to do to get over on the Tar Heels. All right, 40% or more from the three-point line. You have got to hit threes. And Miller Kopp has not shown that he can hit threes with a hand in his face. He is not good at hitting challenged threes. Double-double from Trace Jackson Davis, hopefully a given, right? There's another part of that equation we got to talk about. Xavier Johnson, under three turnovers. Got to be good Xavier if you're going to win against a really good opponent. And North Carolina, despite the fact that they lost to Iowa State and then lost in four overtimes to Alabama, they are a really good and talented opponent. Malik Renew, you know what? Xavier game numbers, minus the four fouls, 12 points, six rebounds, and no turnovers. That would be magnificent. Tamar Bates, I want under three fouls. Against Xavier, he had three fouls in 11 minutes. He is a three-point threat. They need him on the floor. Stay out of foul trouble. Tamar, stay out of foul trouble. That's what I'd be yelling if I were at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, even right now, hours before game time. You got to play off Caleb Love. Let Caleb Love shoot all the threes he wants. Maybe he gets hot, maybe he doesn't. But a guy who's 12 of 49 for the year from beyond the arc, bombs away. Caleb, whoa, I'm way back here. My hands are down here. I got my hands below my waist. You got to shoot. That's the rule. Do that. And then Armando Bacot, you got to keep him off the boards. All right? He has averaged 10.7. He did that in Oregon, the three games in Oregon. Averaged 10.7. You got to allow him to get in foul trouble. Four fouls in each of his last four games. Get him in foul trouble. All good things happen when he's in foul trouble. And that is what Trayce Jackson-Davis has got to do. And Xavier Johnson driving the basketball. And he's good at it. He can get the corner on guards. It's going to be an interesting game tonight in front of a full house at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Da 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 da. That band. Could they get a new playlist? I love the band. Wilbur English and the Marching 100. I don't know if Wilbur English is still alive, but Wilbur, if you are, a new arrangement for a song that was recorded somewhere before the, you know, after the 1980s. Let's go. The William Tell Overture. All right, you know what? There's a heritage to it. Connor Bazelak is transferring. We knew that. That was announced earlier in the week. At least he's put his name in the portal. Dexter Williams, we found out, who started at quarterback the last few games and was injured this past weekend in the Bucket game. He's got a dislocated knee with other injuries involved. It's going to be surgically repaired next week. We don't know how long he's going to be out. Jack Tuttle is in the portal. Where are you going to get a quarterback? We need a quarterback. Can we get a quarterback? Can somebody come help us at quarterback? Tom Allen can't play quarterback himself. Too busy gyrating on the sidelines. Woo! Woo! It's another first down. Woo! It's my Tom Allen impression. Butler against K-State tonight at Henkel, 6:30 on Fox Sports 1. Purdue at Florida State at 7:15. Pacers at Sacramento at 10 o'clock, nestled right there with the tip time at 9:15. You got the Hurrying Hoosiers against the Tar Heels, and you just wish that Dean Smith could be there tonight when the Hoosiers kicked the living hell out of them. Don't you? Like back in the 80s, when they'd come to Bloomington, wasn't that fun? Because you knew Bob Knight was going to have his way with the Tar Heels each and every time they played. We'll talk to you tonight after the Indiana game. Can't wait. A very special live postgame after Indiana humiliates North Carolina down at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. And then Breakfast with Kent tomorrow. And don't forget to subscribe because you win great swag. It's what we do.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.